I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe again, knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. Here I am. Standing me up on my feet again. Show me your mercy. We'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again.
So obviously, this journey goes into overdrive for you at 14. Was music just always something you wanted to do?
Yeah, I was pretty much like, so I'm 5'1", and so I played basketball my whole life.
Yeah,
and my poor mom was like, there was a point where I was like, yeah, 13, 14, like on the verge of this record deal and all that stuff. And I said to my mom, I'm like, I don't know if I should do music or the WNBA. And my poor mom had to keep a straight face and be like, I think we should do music.
You can never find your basketball. Like,
so yeah,
it's disappearing on me.
Yeah. What, mom? Why are my shoes all cut up? Ah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it was music or basketball. And I think I chose well. But yeah, I did. I sang my whole life. I sang in church. I sang anywhere anybody would ask me to sing. And it was awesome because you know, I was just this kid in Louisville, Colorado, where there was not much of a music business, but I had no idea there was Christian music. I didn't know Christian music existed. I didn't grow up on it. I had no idea. So when I was asked to sing at this coffee shop, in Colorado, and, it happened to be this after show for, basically a Christian music like festival, basically. Mm-hmm. There were like some competitions, there were performances every night, and there was this little coffee shop slot that they were like, oh, get a local girl on it, you know. So they called me, but I they said it was like some, you know, it's Christian music. So I was like, okay, what's Christian music? And so I ended up singing the soundtrack to The Preacher's Wife. just a bunch of like Whitney, just yeah. a bunch of Whitney Houston songs. I was like, does this work? Some of them worked.
Yeah.
Some of them did. but that night, you know, I met Jackie Velasquez, and I met Amy Grant, who I knew her music. I knew that was the extent of Christian music that I knew was Amy.
Yeah.
Michael W. Smith, and it was just this little after show for them, and that's where kind of it all, you know, I got a couple people from record labels approached me and my mom, and that's kind of where that whole thing started.
And here we are today, just a few years later. Rachel Lampa, you're on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College studio. Rachel, shifting gears just a little bit, do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
Yes. But it's not, you know, okay, Puff Daddy. It was Puff Daddy. It was that single, right? That can't nobody take my pride. I know, sorry guys. His name was Daddy back then also, not
whatever. Yeah, whatever it is now. Yeah, the singles days were, yeah, and now we have it in iTunes and stuff, you know, whatever. But the singles days, people that are younger now, they don't understand the joy of going to Walmart or whatever record store with $3.99 and finding that that CD with that single. Yep. So Puff Daddy. That's right. That's right. Scrounging up out of the couch to go get a single. So Puff Daddy was your first one. Well, who were some of your influences growing up?
It was, but I will also say that Amy Grant was in that world. So I'm not like, you know, a heathen. I had some good influences in my life, but yeah, Amy Grant. But yeah, it was pretty much in my CD player, which is a machine that you put a music product in and it plays. Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, just like the big singers and soulful. I just loved soul music and that was always kind of pumping through the house.
So you're always going, and this makes sense for you. You're always kind of going after those big voices then.
Yeah, I just loved it. I just loved like getting in the minivan, you know, that was parked in the driveway and just being like, Mom, I just need to go in the car for a little bit and try out some notes. And I would just go in there and I just scream.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, and I think too, this also speaks back to enjoying the gifts that God gives us, because I didn't know what Christian music was, but there was this joy that was just set in me, just from literally singing notes, not even words, like we could sing, you know, oohs and ahs, and there was a joy. And I think that was like my first worship was just, you know, just singing oohs and ahs, and feeling this joy and this, what I ended up finding out was this closeness to the Lord.
Yeah.
I grew up,
Go ahead, keep going.
I grew up Catholic, in Louisville, Colorado. And there was this little church that, they would ask me to sing at communion.
Yeah.
And I would sing Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston at communion. And that's all I knew. So I didn't think that was weird at all, but I love telling that because people are like, what? That would never fly here. I know. It's such a funny, funny little, you know, pocket of life and little corner.
I'm so tickled about the fact that with the coffee shop, you're rolling in with the preacher's wife soundtrack.
Yeah.
At the Catholic Church communion, you're coming in with Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. And everybody's just like, all right, this is what we're gonna do. This is what we're doing today.
Weird.
Defined by mistakes, thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling. doesn't matter all the times where I've been in over my head. I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again.
Rachel, I like to end a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
All right.
What's the last? What's the last Halloween costume you remember wearing?
What was I? I almost want to just say him because, or no, my big kid. Can I do my big kid?
Yeah, let's do it.
When he was born like right before Halloween, and I got a Chipotle. I went to Chipotle and I got like an entire burrito. I got all this stuff and he fit inside of the little thing. So I made him a little Chipotle burrito. And
a
I was
living
all by
burrito.
Myself. Like my husband was at, yes, a living and breathing burrito. So I was just sitting there for hours just like making this right. And it was epic. I'm very proud of it.
How old?
He was weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks old.
And see, that's the phase where we're not even sure what reality is.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You know, does it make a whole? It makes sense that you were making him a burrito at this
that
point.
That I was making
sure.
A burrito, exactly, because we're just, and I probably thought it was totally normal.
Yeah. What's your favorite junk food?
My favorite what?
Junk food.
I'm like a chips girl. Like, give me every bag of chips, every kind of chips. I will
any
go
kind.
Hard.
All right, listen, we're at the gas station. We're at the truck stop.
Yeah.
You got to make a decision. Which one are you grabbing?
I'm going to go classic sour cream and cheddar ruffles.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know, simple.
That's fair.
But
what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Let's go. So do you guys have Jenny's out there? Do you guys have Jenny's?
No. What is this Jenny's I need to know about?
It is just... superior, basically. Best word for
it. Is it in Nashville?
It's in Nashville, but it's a chain. Like there's more. There's throughout the U.S. I think.
Jenny's.
Yeah, there's a Jenny's ice cream, and it's called almond butter brittle. And
all
usually,
right.
Nuts and fruit in my desserts. I get pretty mad. I'm like, get out of my desserts.
Yeah.
But this one is just the best.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're going to call Robert Redford. We'll fly out and we'll eat at the sink. We'll fly back, grab some ice cream at Jenny's, and the three of us will just compare notes from there. Can you name... Maybe. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Oh my gosh. Sleepy. That one?
Yeah, that's one.
Is Grumpy one?
Yeah, Grumpy's one.
These are all like things that describe me like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
Sleepy girl. Oh no. Smelly.
Yeah. I asked somebody the same question recently. They said Harry. I was like, Harry? There's no Harry. There's no Harry the dwarf. That's not a thing. How long does it take?
Some kind of psychological thing here.
How long does it take Rachel Lampa to get dressed in the morning?
Oh, not long. I'm a pretty, I have to be quick because I have two little people to run to, but I'd say I'm like a 5 to 10 minute, maybe.
Rock and roll. Yeah. What color is your toothbrush?
What color are you right now? I think she's purple. Yeah, purple. We're purple right now.
In the movie about your life, the Rachel Lampa story, what actress would play you?
Oh my gosh. Can I like, oh man. I want it to be somebody really funny. Like but I feel like I'm kind of flattering myself, but I would say like Tina Fey or something like that, because
you get to flatter yourself. That's for this. Yeah, we get to do this. All right. Tina Fey, I accept that. That's good. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Oh, no, I don't know Marvel. I'm bad at Marvel, but I do love, is Iron Man in there? I love him.
I think so. I'm not good at it either. And that's why I ask it. Because some people are like, I don't know. Like, it's like, yeah, they make up like a name, like Brick Man. They say it's something weird, like Brick Man. I'm like,
you're like, oh.
We'll go with that.
The deep cut.
Or then you have the ones that are like super into it and they name somebody. I'm like, I don't know. Once you get past Captain America, you start to lose me. So, all right.
Same.
Yeah, so you can be, I'll let you be Iron Man. Tina Fey as Iron Man. That's what we'll do for you. Favorite board game?
I love like good classic like cards. I don't know if that's board game, but like good like I love to play poker.
Yeah.
Even with my little kid, he's super good at it. So that's kind of my jam right now.
We're going to go to the sink in Boulder. We're going to come back to Jenny's, get some ice cream, and then you, me, Robert, and your 7-year-old are going to play.
Tina Fey, probably.
Poker. We'll Tina Fey will be here by then. We'll do poker and just compare notes on all the food we had. Time machine for one day. When and where do you go?
I mean, gosh, I feel like I've been doing, so my husband's a therapist. So we talk about this a lot, but we talk about like our inner child a lot. So I would go back to like, you know, what would be a golden age, like 6 or 7 year old me maybe.
Yeah.
And just kind of like probably take it in a little more, look around a little more and just like hang out with her a little bit. I think that would be pretty cool. Like now that I have one, you know, like a 6-year-old, now that I can kind of see him, I would love to like see back out.
Would she think you were cool?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, she totally would. She
hope so, right? Like you hope so. You're like, oh, please don't reject me, 7-year-old me.
Yeah.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh my gosh, the Rugrats. Do you remember Rugrats?
Oh yeah, it's a great one. Classic. Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh, okay. I feel like this is the question that I'm going to like be thinking about after I hang up for like a week. And then I'm going to be like, oh, I got another one. So maybe I'll just have to send that over to you.
But send it over.
The first thing I can think of right now is like, I'd say like people for the most part, like polite drivers, like drivers that are like, hey, come on in, you know. Stop traffic just so you can just scoot on over. Yeah. I hate. I'm like, just you're disturbing the flow. Just go where you're going to go. Let's remember those rules we learned when we were 16, 15, and let's go by those. Okay.
Yeah.
Be a nice, just follow the road.
Get going. We don't have time for this.
No, I can't.
I love that.
At the end of the day, it's less safe if you're being nice. You gotta, you know.
I do agree with you, because there's always that one that's like the one on the inside, and there's like another lane. And it's like, you want me to cross? Are you trying to get me hit? Are you trying to get me? I don't know you. I don't trust you to tell me to go.
Right. Yeah. What if you? Yeah. Exactly. And I don't trust any of these other people. Just go. I'll find my own way.
Oh man, she's Rachel Lampa. RachelLampaMusic.com. All you polite drivers, please just go for all the sacred holy. Keep your eyes open at the sink in Boulder. We'll be there soon, Jenny. We can't wait to come see you. And as soon as I get Robert Redford on the line, we'll be all set. Rachel, you've been a ton of fun today. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving, body raising, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary. I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm going to get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise. I praise the mountain.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.